Anyone who follows the Blue Jays on social media likely follows Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez and sees the two of them tweeting back and forth and calling each other brother and how great friends they are with each other. And now here they are both together in the major leagues, and we've got them both together. And we'll start with Marcus Stroman. And you've had a taste of this experience a little bit for a while. And is this, well, first of all, I guess, how happy were you to see that Aaron got the call?
Oh, I was excited. I was actually in my apartment by myself, and he called me and told me, and I started jumping all over the place. I couldn't believe it. So it's definitely a pretty cool moment for me, and just to have him up here, it's kind of something we've been talking about for a while, so it's pretty exciting.
And it's a little different, Aaron, for you to make the call to say, hey, I'm coming up in the big leagues, than for him to make the call to you while you're in double A to say, hey, I'm coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when he told me, I was ecstatic for him. I mean, this is what we both worked for our entire life, and now that he's here and I got questions, I can always go to him, you know, being a good friend that he is to me, that, you know, I always feel comfortable up here.
And Marcus, you're a starting pitcher, but you started your big league career in the bullpen, and almost immediately we're thrown right into the fire. Your second career appearance was a tie game in the ninth inning, and that gives you a little bit of a place of experience to tell Aaron what it's going to be like for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just come up, get adjusted. It's still the same game. That's the biggest thing. Once you get it through your head, that's still the same game that you've been playing your whole life. And he'll be fine. You know what I mean? He'll come in with his power stuff, and I'm sure he'll be able to dominate guys, just throw strikes and get ahead.
Aaron, the first time I talked to Aaron Hill when he was called up first-round pick before his first game, he was completely straight-faced, nonplussed about being in the big leagues, had the smile, but, you know, other than that, I said, what's the biggest difference? And he said, the pants are nicer. So for you, a day in, what's the biggest difference?
Everything. I mean, really. I got a little taste of it in spring training, being able to go to Montreal, but just being here, being with the group of guys we got here, it's just unbelievable. And to play in front of this city and the country of Canada, it's awesome.
Now, since you mentioned Canada, I'll ask you about that, because you're a California kid, Marcus a Long Island kid, and, you know, the Blue Jays in your lifetimes haven't really been a going concern. They were world champions when you were infants. But to be in the big leagues in Toronto, for a team that's kind of been an afterthought in the States, does that make a difference to you at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I think with a group of guys that we got here, hopefully we can be something special, you know, down and bring what we did in 92 and 93 back here.
And Marcus, to be drafted by Toronto, what you know, and you know, before you'd even been here, before you'd seen anything like that, what was that like for you?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I didn't know what to expect at all. All I knew is that I was going out of my country to play for another country. So it was tough at first, but once I got to the city and I saw the fan appreciation, I started interacting with everyone, I was excited to get here, and since I've been here, I loved every second of it.
With Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez, Aaron, you were up here, I guess, when they signed you, but Montreal was the first time you played in a game on this side of the world. You played in front of 45,000 people. Marcus got that taste at the end of spring training last year in Philadelphia as well. And people talk about demystifying the major leagues. How much of a taste does that give you, and how much does that help the first time you're up here?
I think that helps tremendously. Obviously, you know, having the experience I had in Montreal, I can always go back to something. So when I get in there, I think that's what I'm going to try to do, just try to slow the game down. Like Marcus said, just understand it's still the same game I've played my whole life, and just go out there and get outs.
And it was it the same for you in Philly last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's more exciting. It's still the same game. You definitely have a little more energy coming in. It's the show. It's what you watch all growing up. So it's exciting. But once you get over the fact that it's, oh, this is Jimmy Rollins, or oh, this is Pujols, or this is Cabrera, once you get over that fact and realize it's just a game, you can get these guys out, that's when you can really take off.
Is there still somebody for you that you can't wait to face?
I haven't faced Miguel Cabrera yet, so definitely him. I faced Jeter, which was pretty special at Yankee Stadium. That was cool. But yeah, you always want to face the biggest names in the game. That's what kind of solidifies your name, so I'm up for any challenge.
And as we speak, Aaron, you haven't faced anybody in the big leagues yet except a few New York Mets. Is there someone that you're really looking forward to digging in against you?
Like you said, everybody, you know, kind of the guys I watched growing up, Jeter. I got to face A-Rod last year, Pujols, you know, big-name guys, Cabrera. I think that's when you know you've really made it to the big leagues, when you're facing guys that are winning titles, you know, captains. I mean, just all the accolades that they have, you know, that's finally look at it and say you've made it.
How tough is it to not see their face, to not see the name on the back, and just look at the catcher's glove.
I mean, it's real tough. But like I said, going back to the Montreal experience, I think you just go out there and that's what you do. You just try to focus on the glove and not worry about what the name says on the back of their jersey and understand that they're a human and you're a human. If you make mistakes, they're going to hit it. If you get them out, you make good pitches, they're going to get out. And that's kind of what you have to go about it.
Marcus, it kind of feels like you're like the seasoned veteran here with 9 whole big league starts under your belt. But how long does it take to not have the stars in your eyes anymore and just to go out and, you know, work on the gum and get the job done?
I guess it's different for everyone. After I got sent back down after my first big league stint, I kind of realized, I was like, hey, it's just the same game. And once you're able to get it, guys are able to do it right from the first time they're on the mound, just kind of realize what it is and go out there and say, I can get these guys out no matter what. Just as long as you have that confidence in you, you can get anyone out, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it comes with time, but it's just baseball. They're not superheroes. They're players. They're very good players, but it's not impossible to get them out, to not get them out. So you just have to relax, go out there and pitch your game.
Even the best ones get out more than half the time.
Exactly. And pitch. I talk to everyone. Even when I talk to Bautista, Cabrera, everyone, they say hitting is unbelievably hard. And being a pitcher, you have to realize that. And not shy away from the strike zone. It's extremely hard to barrel up a ball and get a hit with 9 guys standing out there. So there's no need to make the game more difficult than it has to be.
And Aaron, Marcus is saying that, you know, not everyone's a superhero. It's true. But as a high school guy coming up through the minors, it had to be a bit more of a culture shock for you than for Marcus, who was a college guy. Because in high school, you are the superhero, right? And then as you get up and still only 22 years old, you're facing guys who are a lot older than you, even in AA and AAA.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got yourself into. You know, that's what I got myself into. And it was a little different at first, but like you said, it all goes back to the same thing, and it's a game that I've loved to do my whole life, and this is what I signed up for, and it's just been a whole lot of fun, you know, from the time I was drafted to the time here, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of late night phone calls to my parents, but it's a blast, and this is obviously what I've worked my whole life for.
With Aaron Sanchez and Marcus Stroman, and as we wrap it up here with the Blue Jays getting set to take on the Boston Red Sox, just want to ask you guys a little bit about the future, because the two of you really are the future. Both of your names are being mentioned in all kinds of trade rumors, but you're both here, and everyone's very excited to have you here. And Aaron, when you look at the talent that's here at Marcus, at Drew Hutchison, Daniel Norris on the way up as well, this team has a chance to have a fantastic pitching staff for a long time.
Absolutely. This team, with a lot of the young guys we got, this team has a chance to be really special. And hopefully we get the guys, you know, that are still here with Bautista, you know, with Edwin and the guys that we got. The future looks really bright here, and it's just a matter of staying healthy and just having fun.
And Marcus, you were here when all hands were on deck, when everybody was healthy for a little while, and you saw what this team was capable of doing. And with Aaron here, with a Daniel Norris on the way up, with a Drew Hutchison who's, you know, you're all 23 or younger, this really could be something.
Absolutely.
Not to besmirch the good names of the, you know, R.A. Dickey's and Mark Burley's and Jay Happ's, but there's a lot of kids coming up.
Absolutely, it's exciting. biggest thing is just staying healthy, keeping these guys on the field. I always said in the beginning when everyone was healthy and up here, I was glad that I was pitching for our team and not against our team, because the lineup is pretty special 1-9. And once we get Lynn, Laurie, and Encarnacion back, I expect us to hit that stride again and get rolling. So it's pretty special what we have, and it's exciting to see what the future holds.
It really is, and the pieces of the future are here. Thanks a lot, guys, for this, and I'm sure we'll do this a lot more in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good.